Less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day, and control of both the House and Senate are at stake. In the Senate, 34 seats are up for grabs on November 5th. Republicans need a net pickup of just one to win control. In the House, Democrats need to gain 7 seats to make Dick Gephardt the Speaker. Also in play, 36 races for governor. In this part of the program, we're going to take a look at some of the key races across the country and focus on where each party might gain some advantage on Election Day.
First, let's head north to New Hampshire, where Democratic Governor Jeanne Shaheen is competing for a Senate seat against Congressman John Sununu, son of that state's former governor. The two faced off in a debate Monday in Manchester.
My opponent has focused more on scare tactics than ideas. Jeanne Shaheen has run ads scaring workers about their pensions and scaring older citizens about Medicare.
Our children's health insurance plan is working. Unfortunately, when John Sununu had the opportunity, he voted against expanding children's health insurance.
Joining us now is Laura Kanoy, host of The Exchange, New Hampshire Public Radio's morning talk show. Welcome, Laura.
John, thanks. It's great to be here.
Laura, it sounds like it's a tough race up there, kind of nasty.
Yeah, and I think the Nashua Telegraph, a local newspaper, put it best. They said, here's two undefeated political heavyweights. This is one of the tightest races in the country. Both of these candidates have a lot of experience and a lot of money, and you just can't tell how it's going to turn out at this point.
What are the big issues in the race?
Well, the usual, John, you know, prescription drugs for seniors, corporate accountability, privatization or not of Social Security, and then there are some others that may be more unique to New Hampshire. Taxes are very unpopular here, and New Hampshire has no income or sales tax. And yet Governor Shaheen supported a sales tax a couple years ago, so John Sununu is reminding everyone of that. The environment is important here. This is a very outdoorsy state. We have the White Mountain National Forest here. And John Sununu has gotten some bad marks from national environmental groups for his environmental record.
What about the economy, the stock market, corporate corruption? Is that an issue that's gotten any traction up there?
That has gotten some traction because one of the major companies that's been involved in scandal is Tyco, and Tyco is based in Exeter, New Hampshire. Jeanne Shaheen has criticized John Sununu, saying that he has supported bills that allow companies to get tax benefits from locating in Bermuda. And in fact, Tyco was headquartered in Bermuda, although it had offices and headquarters in Exeter, too. It's hard to sort those things out. And yet Jeanne Shaheen received some money from Tyco at one point in her political career. So corporate accountability, corporate scandal has definitely played a role in this race.
Laura Kanoy of New Hampshire Public Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you.
In Florida, Jeb Bush wants to be the first Republican governor to be reelected in that state. The latest polls show Bush in a dead heat with his Democratic challenger, Bill McBride. Yesterday, in the second of three debates, Governor Bush said McBride is promising more on education reform than he can afford to deliver.
And those promises, though, when you read the fine print, are going to cost billions of dollars. Now, the only way to pay for billion-dollar promises is to cut spending on needed programs or raise taxes. I believe there's a better way.
Tyler Bridges is chief political reporter for the Miami Herald. He says education is the big issue in the Florida governor's race.
Bill McBride, the Democratic challenger, is saying that Governor Bush has not paid enough attention to education over the past 4 years, that classes are too big, that teachers are not paid enough, and that he has a plan to fix it. Governor Bush recently came out with his own plan to reduce class sizes, and it says that he has put in place policies that have Florida's education system on the right track.
Mm-hmm. Of course, two Florida issues that people are aware of nationally are the problems with the Florida Department of Children and Families and the loss of a child by that department that made national news. And then the problems in voting. First of all, 2 years ago during the presidential election, and then again a fiasco during the primary just a couple months ago. Are those issues hurting Bush, and can he win given those problems?
Well, Bill McBride is using both these issues to beat Jeb Bush over the head. He says that in 1998, when Jeb Bush was the candidate for office, he promised to clean up the mess at the Department of Children and Families. And with the election screw up on September 10th, we ran through a lot of the same mess that we had here in 2000. I think these are issues that are potentially hurting Governor Bush with dealing with the Department of Children and Families in the election. But again, education is overshadowing everything else.
How about the war with Iraq or a potential war with Iraq?
Not really a factor yet. Perhaps there's a bit of residue that helps Governor Bush with the popularity of his brother. But it seems that voters are making a separation between their feelings towards President Bush, whom they like, and Governor Bush, whom they have mixed feelings about.
Tyler Bridges, chief political reporter for the Miami Herald. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Political heavyweights, including Vice President Dick Cheney, are fanning out across the country, stumping for their party's candidates. President Bush will head to Atlanta tomorrow to lend his support to a Senate race and the governor's race in Georgia. And Al Gore spent 2 days in Iowa this week campaigning for Democratic congressional candidates. On Monday, he presented voters in Mount Vernon, Iowa, with a day after Election Day scenario.
You open the door and the chirping of birds comes in at you with the sunlight warming your face, and you reach down and you pick up the newspaper. And it says, Democrats win control of the Congress. Julie Thomas makes the difference. Iowa decides the outcome. Let's elect Julie Thomas to the United States Congress.
Gore was stumping for Democrat Julie Thomas, who is in a tight battle for Iowa's 2nd District against incumbent Republican Jim Leach. Joining us now is David Yepsen, political reporter for the Des Moines Register. Welcome, Mr. Yepsen.
Good to be with you.
So Jim Leach has been representing Iowa for a quarter of a century, but he's been forced into a tight battle this year by redistricting. The new boundaries in his district, I guess, make it more Democratic. How close is the race?
It's a very close race. I would go so far as to say Jim Leach is an underdog right now. The Democrats have about an 18,000 vote registration edge in the new district, as you mentioned. He puts a lot of strictures on himself for what kind of money he raises. He doesn't take PAC money or out-of-state money, and he limits the size of contributions. So the Democratic candidate, Julie Thomas, has more money, and she's a very good candidate. She's a pediatrician, comes from the largest city in the district, has a good base. I think Jim Leach is in real trouble.
Leach was one of six Republicans, I believe, who voted against the Iraq War Powers Resolution. How's that playing with Iowa voters?
Well, actually, I think that will help Jim Leach in that particular district. One of the largest communities in this congressional district is home to the University of Iowa in Iowa City, and there just isn't a lot of support in college communities like that for going to war with Iraq. So I think in a strange way, Jim Leach's vote will help him in this race.
Any other big issues? Is the economy an issue?
The economy is a little rough here in Iowa, as it is around the country. People are concerned about the stock market and the downfall there. Their 401ks are now 201ks, and there's just a lot of unease. And I think this probably hurts incumbents, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and so Jim Leach is probably on the short end of that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Yepsen.
Thank you.
David Yepsen is a political reporter for the Des Moines Register.